Hello and welcome to Truth News Radio Australia. It is Friday the 6th of November 2009, and tonight I bring you a special feature. We're going to devote the entire show tonight to an interview with Richard Gage. Richard Gage is a San Francisco Bay Area architect, AIA, member of the American Institute of Architects, and founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Richard is coming to Sydney next week for the Hard Evidence Conference, which we've been talking about quite a bit on this show, so if you're a regular listener, you'll know all about it. But if you haven't heard about it, make sure you go to www.thehardevidence.com, and that will give you all the information about the conference. Richard, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for joining us at short notice.
Oh, you're very welcome, Herward. It's great to be here with you.
Look, it is really, really important for us to be able to speak to you on this show. We've been going for about a year and a half now. We cover a lot of subjects. We're not totally focused on the 9/11 questions. We cover a lot of issues of information that is not getting out in terms of the mainstream media. But 9/11 is always a major, major theme on this show. And we had the pleasure of interviewing another architectural expert, Dr. David Leifer from Sydney University, on the show. And we've also spoken to Dr. Frank Legg, and they've really been excellent, really, really important contributors. But Richard, you really are the founder of the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and what you've done is incredibly important. You know, to me personally, to everyone listening to this show, what you've done is just so important, because I mean, I've been in the position a few years ago before there was a 911truth.org. You know, I've been in the position of being on forums debating with people about these questions, and they've said, you know, the people who are the so-called debunkers, the ones that basically want to, you know, correct us on all our faults, had said, oh, there are no architects and engineers, you know, and you're not qualified. And quite often we have this response from members of the general public when we're doing street actions, when we're talking to people, you know, they say, well, you're not qualified. And, you know, there is that sense, well, actually, I'm not. I mean, I've got a good general education, but I certainly couldn't call myself in any way qualified to be an expert in the subjects of engineering and architecture and what would make a building collapse and what isn't. But I feel very confident of the knowledge that I've developed. But having someone with the knowledge that you have, based on years of experience and professional experience, brings this to a whole other level. So, you know, thanks for what you've done. It's just so important. I can't overstress it. And your visit to Australia hopefully will bring a change in the way this is perceived. And I was wondering if you could maybe just elaborate your kind of feeling at the moment as to how the whole cause that you're working for is developing. I notice on the website at the moment, on the Architects and Engineers website, we've now got 955 architectural and engineering professionals who've signed the petition, and that's been growing constantly. So it looks positive. What's the view from your end?
Well, let me first give your listeners an idea of where I've come from. I've been an architect for well over 20 years. And I've worked on many different types of buildings, residential, commercial, institutional.